took on my own.
All right, an old blues song from Bonnie Raitt to get us going this morning. It's called Blender Blues, and I thought it appropriate, especially with that line in there about the cookbook. So.
Love it.
Dee's got the beer. I've got the food. We're ready to feed the resistance. A very special edition of Feed the Resistance this morning. We're doing this in honor of Women's History Month, and to jump back a step here, remember about a month ago, I did a recipe from a Marcus Samuelson book in honor of Black History Month.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he, Marcus Samuelson, actually shared that segment with all his social media.
So cool.
In honor of Women's History Month, because the recipe that I made, he had put together in honor of a woman in the cooking industry.
Oh, okay.
So it was in honor of Women's History, and then I started thinking, wow, you know, there's this tradition of women cooking in the home, but not professionally.
Right, right.
You know,
totally.
But they're just not as many women in restaurants as chefs doing cookbooks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I started looking through my own cookbooks, and I found that I had very few by women.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But one woman that I've got several cookbooks from is Molly Katzen, who is probably the premier vegetarian cookbook author.
Sweet.
She has, get this, this is from her website, over 6 million books in print right now.
Oh my gosh.
One of the best-selling cookbook authors of all time, according to New York Times. In the James Beard Cookbook Hall of Fame, and Health Magazine named her one of the 5 women who changed the way we eat.
Oh, wow.
So she's a pretty impressive woman.
Yeah.
The most famous of the cookbooks, one that you might recognize, is The Enchanted Broccoli Forest.
Okay.
She also did the Moosewood Cookbook, Still Life with Menu, Get Cooking, and has a whole series of children's cookbooks, too.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Wow.
I cooked something from the Moosewood Cookbook, which was this collective restaurant in Ithaca, New York, started in 1973, still going strong today. You can't dine in today, but they are taking to-go orders and curbside delivery and all that stuff. Yeah, Moosewood Cookbook came out, I think, in the late 70s, if I'm not mistaken, and it's still one of the great vegetarian cookbooks of all time. And I made vichyssoise, which is a chilled potato soup.
Okay, I had no idea what it was. When you told me you were making this, I had to Google it. I was like, oh, man.
And how do you spell vichyssoise?
I know, totally. I copied and pasted from your email into Google.
And I had to look up how to spell it when I emailed you what we were making for today.
I love it.
It's a pretty simple soup. It's potatoes and cream. And that's basically the bulk of it.
Okay.
And then chill it for, you know, a couple hours. And what I just found out this morning is it gets better with time.
Sure.
Because Laura and I had this for dinner last night, and it was pretty good. It was really good this morning.
That makes sense.
It tastes really good this morning. So, yeah. So what are we pairing this with today?
I'm pairing this with one of my favorite stouts of all time. It's a Milk Stout Nitro from Left Hand. Out of Colorado. This is a really fun beer for a lot of reasons, but I love the fact that you have to tip it all the way upside down in order for it to pour into your glass. So you get that nice cascading right before you drink it. And it's just so flavorful and so rich. And usually, when I looked up what
vichyssoise. I hope
was,
I'm pronouncing it right.
I was like, oh, it's super creamy. So usually when you have creamy dishes like this, it's a really great opportunity to pair it with a porter or a stout, which is also creamy. I know that seems counterintuitive, but you want to keep those together.
Jump back for a minute. Go back to the pour. Last week we were talking about Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the way I should have poured the Guinness too, turning it upside down completely?
If it was a nitro Guinness, I don't know how you're technically supposed to pour a Guinness out of the can. I've never done it. But I do know if you're supposed to pour it all the way upside down, it'll tell you on the side of the packaging.
Oh, okay.
Usually.
Okay. So just look for that.
Yeah.
All right. So shall we try this?
Absolutely. Let's give it
all
a
go. All right. So it's a cold potato soup called vichyssoise, if I'm pronouncing it right. And yeah, really, really, really creamy.
Very creamy.
With a nice creamy beer.
Oh, wow.
That works very, very well together. You're so good at this.
Thank you. I'm just winging it. No, but I feel like the maltiness and the creaminess of the milk stout really complement the creaminess and the potato. And the chives, I think, I get a real pop out of, too, with this pairing. Fantastic.
All right. The recipe, again, is vichyssoise. It's from the Moosewood Cookbook by Molly Katzen. And look up any of her cookbooks, especially if you're interested in vegetarian cooking. They're all hand-lettered, too, by the way. It's really cool. Yeah, she hand-letters everything. She's got several out right now. The restaurant is still going strong in Ithaca, New York. And we're paired today with...
Milk Stout Nitro from Left Hand Brewing.
All right. We do this every week. We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. This time every Friday on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.